Pike Electric crews are working with Duke Energy to restore power to residents on Oaklawn Avenue, just off the lower half of Robin Hood Road in Winston-Salem. Thursday afternoon at 4, strong winds downed a huge tree that sat next to the driveway of Lindsay Stanley's home on the corner of Oaklawn and Spring Garden.
I believe it's an oak tree. It was really old. I mean, it was huge. So the house is 85 years old, so I'm guessing the tree is probably about the same age.
As the tree fell, it pulled down several utility lines, leaving many in the neighborhood in the dark.
It didn't cause any damage to our house specifically. We have a little damage to our driveway and the fence, and then it did fall on a truck. Fortunately, no one was in the truck. No one was hurt or anything, but it was a company truck. And then it fell into the other yard as well. But also it took down the power lines, which has been probably the biggest headache of all.
Friday, workers replaced at least two damaged utility poles and several fixtures. They anticipate to have power lines back up and in service after 8 p.m. Meanwhile, a few blocks away on Arbor Road, Sam Grady and his neighbor Bob Cox are cutting up large branches that have fallen off of Grady's 60-plus-year-old maple tree onto Cox's driveway.
I mean, we just lost that little one because there's not enough left of that to keep it, so that'll come out.
He points to a second-floor bedroom window in his home and realizes the large maple is also doomed.
And then we're going to have to take this one out just because that's my daughter's room. I don't have a choice. So I'll go from three in the front to one in the front.
Grady says the reason he and his wife bought the home on Arbor Road was because of the beautiful trees on the property. But he sadly admits the old trees are no match for strong winds.
What happens is the storms come through and you lose a big chunk here and there, and it gets to the point where there's not enough for the tree to survive, and then it starts to rot, and so you really have to cut out the whole thing to control how it comes down. Otherwise, it's just too dangerous.
Grady says the only silver lining is that power was never interrupted in their neighborhood. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.